In London, a dozen masked activists stormed into a socialist bookstore last weekend. They knocked over displays and shouted at staff. The owners of Bookmark say the protesters were backers of UKIP. That's the anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant party that pushed for Britain to exit the European Union. After the raid, a group devoted to free speech sent six books to the masked activists, things like The Color Purple and the Quran. We called up the manager of Bookmark, David Gilchrist, to find out more about what happened last weekend.
Just as the staff were closing up, about 12, 13 people burst through the door, some of them wearing Trump masks and with placards shouting Trump, 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 and sort of stormed round the shop, insulting the staff and proceeding to knock over books, rip up magazines and other things like that.
Why do you think UKIP and these activists targeted your bookshop?
I think it's all part of a shift to the right in terms of politics. UKIP, having been practically wiped out, really, are attempting to reimagine themselves, as it were, and they're now attracting activists rather from the sort of popular but democratic right to a more hard-line sort of street-fighting types.
Have UKIP officials said anything about this incident?
Well, they certainly haven't said anything to us. I'm not sure if they've made many statements in the press. I do believe that some of their activists that were involved were suspended, at least for a while, from UKIP.
What about your staff today? Are they okay?
They're having a couple of days off because I think, you know, you're involved in a sort of violent incident like that at first. You know, you think, oh, right, we survived it. But then after a couple of days, you begin to, you know, you feel worried, you feel upset. And I think that's where they're at the moment. So the actual people that were here at the time are having a couple of days off so they can recuperate.
I've seen Bookmark described as a socialist bookstore. Do you think that's also why UKIP might have targeted you?
We suspect that one of them had been into the shop the previous week and had been asked to leave because he was annoying customers. We also believe that some of these people were on a demonstration earlier in the day. So although we don't know this, they may have then decided to come our way also.
So, Dave, since you're a bookseller and booksellers curate the shelves in their bookshops, I wanted to ask you about some books that were sent after this incident by the NGO Index on Censorship to the 12 UKIP attackers. Titles like The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, The Quran, 1984 by George Orwell, Alice Walker's The Color Purple. What do you think about what Index on Censorship have done?
Well, that was their doing, is not connected to us in that directly in that sense. But, you know, the more people read books, the wider their thinking is. So perhaps if these UKIP people or whoever was involved read these books, they may think again.
In your heart of hearts, do you think they'll read any of these titles?
I doubt it, actually. but, you know, that's the whole thing, isn't it? We keep trying. We keep putting ideas out there. We make it available for people. And, you know, discourse, debate, reading is a very essential part of modern democratic society. And we'd like to think that we play a small part in that.
Dave Gilchrist is the manager of the London Booksellers Bookmarks. Thanks very much for being with us. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.